What's up, everybody? It is your boy coming at you one more time, Sean Liu, aka Reverend Lyle Lewis. I am back in the studio again, coming back at you. I know it's been a while. It's been like 2 weeks since I was able to drop a new one on you guys, but here it is. All right, here it is. So, okay, let's go ahead and do all of our formalities. As you know, I am a minister at the Word Evangelistic Church, where my pastor is the Prophet Willie C. Townsend. My co-pastor is Prophetess Denise Townsend. You guys can reach us on YouTube. You can reach us on Facebook. You can reach us on let's see, you can look us up on Google. We've got our own website, wordevangelisticchurch.com. By all means, reach out to us. We would love to have you guys come and visit the church. But if you can't visit the church, by all means, listen to us on YouTube. We've got streamlined message after streamlined message of, you know, telecasts and everything else. Like, all of our messages are basically on YouTube. And if you want the good, juicy stuff that isn't on YouTube, you got to come to the church. We're located out here in Chicago, Illinois. When you get out here, give us a phone call. Our phone number pops up on our television show. Mainly, we come on, I believe we're on Fox 32 now. We're also on, Fox, whatever, you know, it is in your town. But we're on Fox, and we are on, I forget what, I think it's UPN, WPWR-TV. Yeah, so, hey, if that's where you guys are locally, by all means, check us out and look us up, you know. But like I said, you can follow us online. That'll be just as good. Either way, you know what I'm saying. I just want you guys just to come and hear the Word of God, you know. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to preach the Word of God to you guys. But I'm also here to direct you to a man who could preach even more so, better and more in depth than I can. I learned from my pastor, Prophet Willie C. Townsend. You know, he truly is an honest man of God. He's not necessarily worried about your you coming to the church or being a part of the church for membership, or, you know, it's not about money here, anything like that. It's about us getting the soul saved. You know what I'm saying? And that's the reason why I say so many times in my telecast, I mean, in my podcast, not my telecast, in my podcast, that, you know, finding a good church home is very important. You know, we are a good church home, and I'm not saying it's just because it's my church. I'm saying it's because it's a fact. I'm not telling you it's according to opinion. I'm telling this according to fact. We preach the Word of God, meaning we preach the truth over at my church. You can tell we preach the truth. You can listen to how I preach. You know what I'm saying? I learned to preach like this from my pastor. My pastor taught me how to break the Word of God down according to the Spirit of God, not according to my feelings, not according to what I think, not according to what I want, but according to what the Word of God, the Spirit of God would have for me to tell you. So that is the reason why I come at you, the guy, the way that I do, guys. It's not of me telling you anything other than what the Word of God has told you, anything other than what my pastor has taught me, because the Bible tells us that we are supposed to learn and then commit what we've heard unto faithful, you know what I'm saying, faithful men and, you know, others that are lost and so on and so forth. So, hey, man, I just want to spread the Word of God to you guys, and I want you guys to tune into my pastor. And if you can't tune into him, by all means, keep listening to me. I will not steer you wrong. I will not give you wrong information, nor will I tell you anything different than what the Word of God wants you to know. All right. So now that we've got all that out of the way, I want you guys to listen up. Okay. So we're going back to the, add to your faith, series that I was doing. I know we did, let's see, I think we did, temperance. We did faith, temperance. I forget what the third one was, but I know that when I started the whole thing, I started off with faith. But today we are going to talk about virtue. And the reason why I wanted to break these points down is because you get to where a lot of times people just read the Bible. They don't study it. They don't, you know, they don't have a dictionary sitting there like, what does this word mean? You know, they just read through it and then they're just like, yeah, I read the Bible. But me, I've studied the Bible. I've studied it several times. I still study the Bible. You know, it's the reason why I come to Bible class as much as I try. We have Bible class 2 days a week, you know, on Fridays. Normally I'm at work, but I'm still tuned in over YouTube. I'm not asking you guys to do nothing I wouldn't do. When I tell you guys to tune in on YouTube on Fridays, I'm tuned in on YouTube myself. I'm not missing a beat of anything that's getting preached, all right? So, you know, but, you know, when I'm tuned in, or whether I'm here at the church, or there at the church, I'm not here now. You get what I'm saying? Whether I'm at church, or whether, you know, I'm away from church but listening in over the streamline, where no matter what I'm doing, I'm always listening in, trying to learn more and more. I'm not just studying on my own, but I'm also getting knowledge of how the Holy Ghost wants me to learn what the Word of God is trying to tell me. You get what I'm saying? It's very important to have somebody, a man of God, that is tied into the Spirit of God, because we will read the Word of God and we'll come up with our own understandings. We'll come up with our own way. We'll come up with our own aspects and point of view. We'll wind up trying to do things according to our own opinion. This is the reason why it's very important to let the Spirit of God teach you. It's why the Bible says, not that any man should teach you, but the Holy Ghost shall teach you all things. Why? Because the Holy Ghost is going to teach you correctly. The Holy Ghost is going to teach you according to how God wants you to know what's going on. All right. So we're going to go and dive into this scripture, because like I was saying earlier, you got to, a lot of times we just read through stuff. We don't necessarily take the time to figure out what it is that God is trying to tell us to do, or how God is exactly trying to tell us to be. You know what I'm saying? We just take it that, I think that God wants me to be this way, or I think God was saying this. Let's not think. This is something too delicate. Your salvation, you trying to work to please God, it's too delicate. It's too, you know what I'm saying? You only got one shot at this. So you got to be sure of what God is trying to tell you. You understand what I'm saying? We can't sit up here and think that we know. We have to know that we know. Okay, this is not something that we can take a chance with, because you got to understand, you're taking a chance on your soul. You only got one shot at this. Either you're going up or you're going down when you die. You don't get a redo. You don't get to come back and say, well, you know, God is giving me, no. You know, yeah, we do hear about some people, like they die and God sends them back into a warm and so warm and blah, blah, blah. But there's no guarantee that's going to happen to you. You get what I'm saying? You don't know how God is going to deal with you when you die. But I tell you one thing that you'll know. You can know this, that if you follow the Word of God, if you follow a man of God that's teaching you the Word of God the way that it's supposed to be taught, me, my pastor, there's others out there, but I only know of myself and my pastor. I know of us. You know what I'm saying? I listen to my pastor. I've hung around my pastor, you know, personally, you know, not to where we're like buddy, but I've hung around him to see how he operates. You get what I'm saying? I've seen things of how he deals with things, of how he operates on his daily. The man is a holy man of God. He truly is a true man of God. This is no fluff, no filler, no fake BS. You know what I'm saying? This is me coming at you, me being holy, having learned from another holy man of God. Okay? So when I'm telling you what the Word of God is saying, I'm breaking the Word of God down according to the Spirit of God that has been trusted to me by God. Okay. Also with the knowledge and the wisdom that I've acquired over the years through my pastor and through the life that I've lived in through my studying. So we're going to go off into this. Okay. So we're going to talk about virtue. Now, what does virtue mean? Now, when you look it up in the Bible, in the dictionary, when you look it up in the dictionary says behavior showing good or moral standing. But, you know, when you're dealing with the Spirit of God, and that's not to say that the Spirit of God goes contrary to what the standard dictionary says, but with the Word of God, it's a little bit more in depth. Okay. Now, for those of you who want to follow along, I am coming from the scripture coming out of 2 Peter, the first chapter, starting at the 5th verse. And it says, besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. All right. Now, we're going to go with, now, like I said, we're talking about virtue. Now, like I was saying, the Holy Ghost, you know, God goes a little bit deeper than just saying behavior showing good or moral standing. You know, virtue also goes along the line, according to the Spirit of God, along the lines of like being honest. You know what I'm saying? Having an honest character, having, you know, being not only being an upstanding individual, but being brave. You know what I'm saying? This covers, like, virtue covers, like, a lot of those, and forgive me for phrasing it like this, but a lot of the type of qualities that you would look in, like, a superhero, so to speak. You know, for example, let's just use that as an example, right? You look at a superhero, what do you look for a superhero to be? You look for a superhero to be brave, honest, bold, you know what I'm saying? Somebody who stands up for right no matter what, you know? That's kind of like what it is, what God is asking for you to do, but not so much as for people. Yes, for people, but more so for God. More so for the Spirit of God. More so for the Word of God. More so that the Word of God can get out. You see, you get what I'm saying? It's more so that, you know what I'm saying, you're not just bold against people. See, the first thing everybody thinks about is people. You got to understand, God deals on a spiritual and a natural plane. You get what I'm saying? God wants you to also be these things even more so in a spiritual sense than he does in a natural sense. See, don't get me wrong. It's all good if you're the kind of person to stand up to bullies. It's all good if you're the kind of person who will be you'll tell people the truth no matter what. But here's where you know what I'm saying? Here's where that fine line is drawn. Are you that kind of individual? You may be bold against people, but are you bold against yourself? Are you bold enough to tell yourself what the Word of God says when your flesh rises up? Are you bold enough to tell your mind what the Word of God says? Are you bold enough to fight against Satan in the spiritual aspect when he attacks your mind, attacks your flesh, comes and tries to make you feel certain ways? Can you be honest with God? And you know what I'm saying? Can you have that same honest integrity and same honest character that you do at your job, that you do with your family? Can you have that same honest integrity with God? Can you be an individual who, when God comes and reveals something in you, you can honestly tell God, Lord, that's me. I need help. I'm not going to reject your word. Or are you the kind of individual who will listen to the Word of God and shun it? You get what I'm saying? It's not just about being these things outwardly on the natural level. You have to also be these things on the spiritual level also. You got to be the kind of individual who is brave and who stands up against Satan. Somebody who's brave enough to stand up and preach the Word of God. Somebody who's brave enough to stand up for the Word of God. You get what I'm saying? Everybody's position is not to preach, okay? But at the same time, can you still take a stand for God? What do you mean take a stand for God? Taking a stand for God can be something as simple as when you see people doing things that's not according to God. Either you say, hey, you guys need to stop doing that, or you just walk away. See, a lot of us say we can do that. Why do we say that we can do that? We say we can do that because, you know, one, either we haven't been put in this predicament or situation, or two, we say that we can do it because, you know, we think that we have more in us than what we do. But you don't know this until you're actually tested with it. You get what I'm saying? There's a lot of things that I, you know, when I first got saved, I thought that I had these things within me. Then when I got tried with them, I realized I got to build myself up in them. I realized, like, yeah, I thought I was bold when I first got saved until something came my way where I had to be bold, and I froze, and I realized then I'm not bold as I thought that I was. You get what I'm saying? So what did I do? I humbled myself and I went to God, and I first apologized to God for not stepping out the way that I was supposed to. But then from that day forward, when I realized what I didn't have, I went after it. I found out how to obtain boldness. I found out, you know, I exercised it within myself until I became the individual who knew to be bold. You get what I'm saying? I knew how to use boldness. I knew when to show it. I knew when to be bold, when to kind of be humble and laid back. I knew when to step out. I knew when to you know, stay put. You know what I'm saying? I knew when to speak up about something. I knew when just to not say anything. I learned that here it is. And when I first got saved, there were certain things that were like my faith got tried and I did not pass the test. I said, okay, I didn't pass the test. What do I have to do to pass the test? When I found out, I exercised myself spiritually. See, that's one thing you got to understand. Godliness has to be exercised. All right? Faith has to be exercised. Hence the reason why they said faith without works is dead. Yeah, well, you got to understand, a body not in motion is dead also. You get what I'm saying? This is the reason why they'll tell you, you know what I'm saying? A body at rest stays at rest. What do you mean? Meaning that you have to be the kind of individual who's constantly up and moving around. You got to constantly be doing something to keep the body active, to keep the body healthy. Now, if that's how it goes for the body, why won't the same thing go for God? You got to keep your faith exercised. You got to keep virtue exercised. You got to keep godliness exercised. These things have to be exercised. Your faith, righteousness, love, godliness, all the faith, temperance, virtue, all these things have to be exercised. What do I mean exercised? Meaning they have to constantly, constantly, constantly be something that here it is, you're constantly in the midst of. You're doing these things. You're showing these qualities in you. See, there's times where, okay, a prime example. Somebody comes to you and you have an opportunity to lie. You're tempted to lie, but you go and you decide, I'm going to tell the truth. Why? Because it's the right thing to do. That's exercising virtue. Why? Because part of being a virtuous individual is being honest. Part of you being a holy individual in God is being honest, not only with your brothers and your sisters and your neighbors and so forth, but honest with yourself and honest with God. You got to be honest all the way around. You get what I'm saying? You got to be honest with yourself. You got to be honest with yourself as far as your shortcomings, as far as whatever it is that God is rebuking you over, as far as whatever you're being corrected about, as far as whatever it is that's not pleasing unto God. You have to be honest with yourself and with God. That's the only way that you're really going to ever get delivered from it. So you got too many people, they want to try to lie and say, oh, I'm okay. Oh, this and that isn't me. If God comes and says, hey, you got this down in you, you got that down in you. Oh, no, that's not me. That's not me. But if God is telling you that it's you, it's you. Don't reject that. God knows everything. This is the reason why the Bible tells us everything, meaning the natural and the spirit, everything in your mind, everything in your heart, everything in your spirit, everything that you think that you nobody saw, what you did behind closed doors, what you did in the open, what you did with clothes on, what you did with clothes off, what you did in the light, what you did in the dark. God sees all of that. He sees every aspect of it, every aspect of it. It takes a virtuous individual to be able to tell God, hey, Lord, I'm not going to hide nothing from you. Now, I'm not saying that we just go and happily sin just so that we can say, hey, Lord, yeah, I did it. You got to forgive me. That's not how this works. No, what I'm saying is you have to be virtuous because there are times where you might get caught off in the spirit. But look at David for a prime example. All right. David was a man of virtue. He really was a man of virtue. Look at it. Notice how when the prophet came to him and said, hey, we got this happen and that happened. David was like, oh, man, that's wrong. But when the prophet turned it back on him and said, you're the man that I'm talking about. Notice how David fell humble and honest unto God. He didn't try to make excuses. He didn't try to justify. No, he just came honest. Lord, I didn't realize you were talking about me when the prophet first started speaking. But now that I realize it, Lord, I'm the man. Against thee and thee only have I sinned against you. In other words, David didn't blame nobody. He didn't say it was Bathsheba's fault. He didn't say, oh, all of my other wives, they weren't around. You know, they were synced up on their time of the month. He gave no excuses about anybody else. He was dealing with himself. It takes a virtuous individual to move everybody out of the way and say, yeah, I need to deal with me. Boldness. Honesty, being a good individual who stands up. What does the natural definition say? Behavior showing good or moral standing. That's what the dictionary says that the definition of virtue is. Now, if that's what the dictionary says, what do you think God says? God wants a kind of individual who's bold. God wants the kind of individual who's brave. God wants the kind of individual who, when he comes to you, hey, he knows you're an honest individual. He knows that you're going to stand up for what's right. He knows that you're an individual of good character. See, here's what the problem is. And I notice this, and this is, unfortunately, I've seen it in my church. I've seen it in several other churches. You get it where individuals You get it where individuals are, you know, they're claiming salvation, but they're not really good people. You know what I'm saying? They're not individuals who like, are they have, like, good moral behavior. You know, in other words, I mean, like, you know, they're just good or they're honest or they're nice or... No, there's some, unfortunately, and I say this unfortunately, I've met some of the meanest people who were supposedly saved. I've met some of the most dishonest people who were supposedly saved. I've met some of the most cowardice people who are supposedly saved. Like, these are virtue, like, these are characteristics that ought not to be in Christians. You get what I'm saying? I've met them. I'm not saying I'm proud of it, but that, unfortunately, that's them. When I see that, now I have to try to find out, how do I condition myself to not be like that? Well, how do you condition yourself to be an individual who's bold and brave, both spiritually and naturally? One who steps up to the plate instead of always stepping back. You got to follow what the Word of God tells you to do. You got to live holy. See, a lot of the reason why a lot of people don't have that good moral character is because there's some type of something within them that goes contrary against the Word of God. Be it their frame of mind, be it how they want to do things, be it their own righteousness, whatever the case may be. This is the reason why the Bible tells us, don't have your own mind. Don't have your own righteousness. Go according to the Word of God. These things count. These things matter. Why do they matter? Because these things add to a virtuous individual, an individual of good character, an individual who's honest, an individual that God can look to and can put and trust things with. He can put gifts and spiritual things into this man that he can go out and do great things. You don't have to be a minister to go out and do great things for God. You can be a regular member. You can be a regular individual in God and go do great things for God. But you got to be that kind of individual that's a virtuous individual. You got to have some type of virtue. In other words, you got to have some type of inner workings within you that show that you're more than just like the average and what the most average person is trying to be. See, you got lots of people that aren't saved that are good. They don't drink. They don't smoke. They don't curse. They don't cheat on their wives. They live good lives. You know what I'm saying? They donate to charity. They love everybody. They don't hate people. But they're not saved. It doesn't mean that just because this is something that you're lacking, that you are not saved. It just means that this is something you have to acquire. This is something else you just got to come up to. See, man doesn't set all kinds of standards. We come up to them. Why can't we come up to them in God? Why can't we look at God the same way we look at our job? And I'm not saying we look at God and our job the same. Let me break that down. Oh, sorry. That's my alarm. Why can't we look at God the same way that we look at our job? Now, let me break that down, what I mean by that. We go to our job. We work on our job. If the job says, hey, we need, you know what I'm saying? Hey, we got a heavier workload now. Okay, we're going to need people who this and that, that and this. Hey, look, we got mandatory overtime. From here on out, our schedule is normally we start at 5 a.m. Unfortunately, for the next 2 to 3 months, we're going to have to start at 3 a.m. Now, notice, you'll get upset and say, oh, man, we got to, you'll complain, you'll get upset. You got some people, oh, okay, hey, great, I can use the overtime. But notice, whether you're an individual who complains or whether you're an individual who just says, hey, it's all good. Notice, you rise up to that standard and you say, let's go. You rise up to that standard and say, let's do it. Now, let's convert this over into something spiritual. Now, when God says, okay, you've done this and you've done this good, but now I need you to get rid of your ways. Now I need you to stop hating people. Now I need you to stop having lust in your mind. Now I need you to... Now we want to tell God, wait, God, pump your brakes. Wow, that's kind of a bit. It's kind of a lot. No. If you can come up to the standards that man required of you, I tell you what, get your check and watch that man takes taxes out of that check, right? The government takes taxes out of your check. You get your check, you might not be happy about it, but notice how you adjust to it. Notice how you just, hey, look, okay, you make arrangements and this and that and this. Why can't you do the same thing in God? Why is that when God comes forth and he says, hey, look, make these corrections, now you want to kick against God and this and that, that and this? No. Be the virtuous individual that when God comes to you and says, hey, this, this, that, and the other, you say, Lord, if that's what you have for me to do, and you just come up to it. That's part of being a virtuous individual. How is that part of being a virtuous individual? Because God, again, he's looking for somebody who is somebody who's just like, hey, you're an individual who just, you're just an upstanding kind of individual. You're the kind of individual that when God comes to you and he needs something done, he wants something done from you, you're just kind of in and says, Lord, if that's what you have for me to do, let's get it done. God is looking for willing vessels. God is looking for individuals who want to be saved. Now, mind you, remember, salvation is something that's optional to you. You don't have to be saved, but there are consequences to making that choice. But if you're going to be saved, go all the way. Be virtuous. Be a kind of individual who's upstanding in the eyesight of God. But notice, God doesn't tell you that you just only be upstanding in the eyesight of God. God wants you to be the kind of individual who gives you. That's the reason why the Bible says he'll give you favor with you. Blessed is it's like, I forget exactly how the scripture goes, but it basically says that, you know, a man is blessed when he finds favor with God and man. It said Christ found favor with God and man. You know what I'm saying? You get it where in the Bible, you know, it was Solomon found favor with God and man. David found favor with God and man. Why? Because these were virtuous individuals. In other words, they were honest. And they were true to themselves and true to God. The same way you're true to your wife, the same way you're true to your husband, the same way you're true to your family, the same way you're true to your job, be true to God. Even more so, though. Be even more so true unto God. Why? I can be as true as I want to be to my wife. But guess what? When I die, I can't take her with me. Bible says neither married nor given in marriage. If I had kids, when I go, those kids are still going to be down here on earth. That job will fire me in a heartbeat and be given to another individual like it's nothing. But what you do in God is what lasts at all times. This is the reason why I'm trying my best to stress unto you that being a virtuous individual in God is more so important. Because understand this, if you're a virtuous person in God, it'll have like a trickle-down effect. In other words, look, if you're a virtuous person in God, and you truly are the kind of individual who you're trying to do and be what God would have you to be. And like I said, you're really trying to step up and be what God and be all that the Lord would have for you to be. It's going to trickle down. Okay. It's going to trickle down. Sorry, another alarm. It's going to trickle down to where, okay, you are a mighty man of God. You're just this individual who has great, you know, you're a great standing with God. It's going to trickle down to you being a husband, you being a father, right? You being a good employee, you being a good neighbor. It's going to trickle down in however, whatever order, but it's going to trickle down. It's going to show through your lifestyle. But your lifestyle is also going to show if you're virtuous. You get what I'm saying? Backwards and forwards. One, from one end to the other, it's going to show. But the problem is you got a lot of people who they don't want to go that extra step because a lot of people will feel as though I don't have to do all of that. Look, in God, which is the reason why it's very important. You always hear me stress this. Always hear me stress this because I cannot drive this home enough. You need to find somebody who's tied into God. You need to find a good pastor who is going to preach the word of God to you in spirit and also in truth. Because that pastor will tell you the areas that you're lacking. The Spirit of God will deal with that man and tell you what you need to do, what you need to stop doing. Because see, we as individuals, we will put limitations on ourselves. We as individuals will tell ourselves, we don't need to do that. Oh, that's too much. Do I really have to do all that? We'll let Satan come in and alter things because Satan will come in and he'll try to say things in different kinds of ways and make us believe that this is just how we feel. It takes the Spirit of God to bring the knowledge of how Satan operates. So that then this way, when God says, okay, this is how you need to operate. This is what you need to do. Here's where you need to go. Here's how you need to do things. We have a set guideline now, not just through the Bible, because you understand that Satan can come and manipulate your mind in your understanding of the Bible. Satan can come and manipulate your mind and how you walk, have your daily walk with God. But one thing he cannot manipulate is the Spirit of God. This is the reason why. You get an individual who's tied into the Spirit of God, preaching the Word of God in truth and in spirit to you. You can't get deceived off of that. You can't get deceived off of the truth if it's preached to you or told to you the right way. See, the Bible is true, but Satan will still bring it in a way where it's a lie. Satan will still bring it in some type of manipulative way. But it takes a virtuous man to preach and make other virtuous individuals. You get what I'm saying? It takes one virtuous individual. It took Christ to come and preach to the apostles, turn them into virtuous individuals. And then those virtuous individuals go out and preach the word of God to draw in more virtuous individuals. Train them, mold them, make them through and by the Spirit of God. See, I was not a virtuous individual. No. It took somebody who was virtuous to come and draw me to become virtuous. Teach me to become virtuous. Instruct me that I'll stay virtuous. It's one thing to be it. It's another thing to stay on the right path. You get a lot of people started off on the right path of life, but they didn't stay on that right path of life. They veered off one way or another. Why? Because of their own understanding. Why? Because of what they thought. Why? Because of what they felt. Why? Because of what somebody else said. Why? Because they didn't know. Why? Because of lack of knowledge. Notice even what the Bible says. The Bible says, my people are perishing because of the lack of knowledge. But it also goes even further to say, my people are perishing because of the lack of knowledge, because they rejected knowledge. Why do people reject knowledge? For many different reasons. Many different reasons. But a virtuous man doesn't reject knowledge. A virtuous man doesn't reject what the right way to do things is. A virtuous man steps up and says, if this is the way it needs to be done, this is the way we're going to do it. Be it that that's what he has to say to a group of individuals, or be it that's what he has to say to himself, or be it that's what he has to say to Satan, or be it that's what he has to say to answer to God. That's what he's going to step up and do. It's going to be that he's just going to step up and be like, hey, if this is what needs to be done, if this is what's required of me, Lord, that's what I'm going to do. He'll tell Satan, no, I'm not going to hate people. I'm not going to lust after people. I'm not going to go in the way of my own mind. I'm not going to go according to my own thinking. I'm going to go according to what the Lord said. He said, do it like this. There's nothing you can tell me. That's the way I'm going. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. I'm headed in the right direction that the Lord told me to go. But again, for some, you may be a virtuous individual. Keep going, man. Keep going, sister. Keep going, brother. Do it. Be virtuous. Grow in virtue. For others, you need to develop it. For others, you need to build it. For others, you need to let it like sink down in you. That's fine. But be honest with yourself and come to grips that that's what needs to be done. And then go do it. Don't just say it needs to be done. Do it. Don't just say I need to be a virtuous individual. It's not hard. Just do it. Go learn how to do it. The same way you learn how to do your hair, the same way you learn how to do your nails, the same way you learn how to do your job, the same way you learn how to drive, the same way you learn how to do anything else in life, is the same way you can learn how to do all the things in God. All it takes is a willing determination and an open heart to let God come in and instruct you in how to do it the right way. Don't just go off of your own mind. Find out how God wants you to do it and do it his way. Your way will fail you. God's way will not. There's no failure in God. What God asks us to be, when this fruit, when these things were, developed, with all the add to your faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, brotherly kindness, godliness. When this scripture was made, it was made as a blueprint for an individual on how to get closer to God, on how to be a good Christian, on how, or individual that's saved. I don't know. I don't want anybody getting tied up in religion. So I just say, let's just say an individual that's saved. As a saved individual, this is your blueprint right here. It's a basic blueprint. Now, the only thing you need with this blueprint is knowledge and how to do these things and stay on the right path that God would have for you to be on. Don't get caught up in religion. I said Christianity. I don't care what you are. I don't. You want to claim a religion and say this and that? None of that matters. The religion doesn't matter. The word of God is what matters. Follow the word of God. I don't care what you call yourself. I don't care what religion you claim to be. I don't care what church you're in. I don't care who the hell you think you are in God. Follow the word of God. Do that. When it tells you to add to your faith virtue, knowledge, temperance, faith, when it tells you to do these things, add them. When you do that, I guarantee you'll feel the same way that I feel right now. You wouldn't care anything about a denomination, a religion, a church. I could care less what the name of my church is. I only tell you the name of my church so that I can tell you, hey, look, check us out. This is where my pastor is. It's the man of God. Come check us out. Because that's what the name of the church name is, what's on the website. Come check out the website. Why? I'm telling you this because this is where the holy man of God is. But the name means nothing if there's not holiness there. My pastor will tell you in a minute, a church means nothing. Denominations mean nothing. My title means nothing if I do not have the word of God in my life. If I do not have godliness in my life, if I'm not holy, if I'm not righteous, if I'm not a man of faith, if I don't have this virtue quality, if I don't have all these other qualities, temperance, knowledge, wisdom, faith, if I don't have these qualities, whoever it is I say that I am means nothing. I strive like hell to get these in my spirit. I strive like hell to get these in my life. And I strive till this day like hell to keep them because they can be lost. Don't let some pastor get up there and fool you, deceive you, lie to you and tell you once you get it, you always got it. No, no, no. Because if that's so, then why did the Bible tell you that if you turn from your righteousness and go to sin, all the righteousness that you did in the past will be forgotten? Why did the Bible tell you that? If once saved, always saved, and why would it say all thy righteousness? If you turn from righteousness, all the righteousness of the past will be forgotten. Don't let these pastors deceive you. Don't let these people who are religious deceive you. Don't let these individuals who have been molded by Satan come and tell you anything contrary to what the word of God says. I'm here to tell you the truth. I'm directing you to a man who's going to tell you the truth. This is the reason why individuals like me, which I got a message coming up. It's about choices. And part of the message that I'm going to be saying in there is about how you get it where, like, individuals like me, my pastor, and other individuals who are preaching the word of God the way that it should be preached, we're not very popular compared to individuals who are telling you what you want to hear. We're not very popular. We're not funded like they are. Hey, you get these individuals. They got mega churches. They got this. They got that. Hey, my pastor runs a small little church. In some pocket side of town of Chicago. I got some small podcasts, and I thank you for all of you that listen, but I got some small podcasts with very few listeners. But you go to some pastor who's telling the people what they want to hear. He's not telling you you got to be holy. He's not telling you you got to be righteous. He's not telling you to add these things of virtue, knowledge, faith, temperance, patience, all these other kinds of things. Be sober, be honest, be a person of good character unto God, not unto man, but unto God. I mean, yes, unto man, but unto God first. They're not telling you that. They're just telling you God loves you. He'll bless you. Hey, there's good things in your life. Think positively. Hey, the Lord is, oh, there's nothing there. Hey, let the sun shine in. They're telling you all this nice, good sunshine, happy day stuff. But you get individuals like me, my pastor, and very few others that get in and we tell you there are no sunshine happy days until you get the Spirit of God in you. Whatever sunshine happy days you got, don't get too confident in them. Because when something happens, guess what's going to happen? You're going to need to turn to God anyway, so why not turn to Him now? These sunshine happy days, if you got them now, they're going to run out. And then what? What do you got after that? So you look at a lot of these people that don't have God and you say, they're living great lives, they're rich, they're this, they're that, they're this. What happens when all of that goes away? What happens when they die? Don't get it twisted. Majority of these celebrities, athletes, and everybody else out there, don't get it twisted. They're depressed, okay? Don't get it twisted. They're not happy with their lives. Don't get it twisted. I don't care what they get on TV. Oh, yeah, I'm happy and, you know, I'm going on vacation. I bought a yacht. Scratch all that. Deep down inside, they're hurting. Deep down inside, they need answers just like everybody else. Deep down inside, they're wondering and doubting themselves. They need God just as well as you do. So don't let any of these other pastors go running around telling you, oh yeah, you know, the blessings of God. Wait a minute, pastor. While he's talking about the blessings of God all the time. Okay, pastor, let me ask you a question. Did the blessings come before or after holiness? Did the blessings come before or after righteousness? Did the blessings come before or after salvation? Did the blessings come before or after I get knowledge, patience, temperance, faith, and all these other kind of things? When is it supposed to happen? Tell me about that. Tell me about my soul being pleasing in the eyesight of God. Tell me about that. Tell me what happens if I don't have God, but I got sunshiny days all before my eyes. What happens when those days run out? Tell me how I can be pleasing unto God so that my sunshiny days don't ever run out. Or at least so that they can start. Because you got a lot of people out there, it's not sunshiny days for them. Life is hard. Life is miserable. And they're just forever looking for answers. What do I do? Where do I go? What's going on? And then they go to these other churches. The only thing that the pastor can tell them, oh, you need to pray. You need to pray. You need to pray. He's not telling them you need to get saved. He's telling them you need to pray. He's not telling you need to turn your life to God. He's telling them you need to pray. See, it takes individuals like me who stands up for the truth. That's part of the virtue that's within me. Bravery, boldness. To say the things that other pastors won't say. And while I'm not a pastor, no, I am not a pastor. But I still am a spiritual leader, and I still strive to be the best spiritual leader that I can be, that the Lord wants me to be. Do I have my downfalls? Yes, I do. Do I have my faults? You're darn right, I do. But here's the difference between me and a lot of others. I don't deny it. I don't tell God it's not me. If the Lord says it's you, I say, okay, Lord, it's me. How do I fix it? Okay, Lord, it's me. Be patient with me and help me work my way through it. Lord, I'm coming out of it. And I fight my flesh. I fight my mind. I fight my feelings. I fight the way I want to do things because it goes contrary to the word of God. I fight whatever it is that goes contrary to the word of God. And I stand up and take a defense for the faith, for the gospel, for all these different things. That's part of being virtuous. Not always having to stand up to another individual. The biggest, scariest, most challenging individual to face in life is you. You're not in competition with anybody but yourself. Notice a lot of these athletes, they'll tell you, I don't have any competition outwardly. My competition is inwardly. It's the same way spiritually. The Bible even tells you, you're running a race. Only one will claim the prize. You know who's running against you? You yourself. You yourself are the main one that's running against you. So I say this in my close. As a virtuous individual, be the kind of individual that stays honest, that stays, like this definition says, be an individual of good character. Not just the kind of individual who does it outwardly, but one who does it inwardly. Not just one that does it naturally, but one that does it spiritually. You can be a good individual to your brother, to your sister, but you can also be a good individual to yourself. You don't down yourself. You don't talk bad about yourself. Don't talk bad about others. You get away with so many people, they won't talk bad about themselves, but they talk bad about others. Or they won't say anything evil or wrong about other people, but they will badmouth themselves. No, don't do it either way. Bless God at all times. Stand up for the truth at all times. Be brave and be bold at all times, inwardly, outwardly, spiritually, naturally, doesn't matter. Being bold does not mean that you have to be flip mouth. Being bold doesn't mean that you have to always just speak what's on your mind. That's not being bold. Being bold is the kind of individual you stand up for what's right. Being bold is the kind of individual that when it's a time when it seems like everyone's going this way, you're the individual that stands up for what's right, stands up for the truth and say, no, we need to go that way. This is the right way to do things. Despite who comes with you, despite who stands with you, you're like, this is how it's supposed to be. Like I said earlier, think of a superhero. You get to where a lot of superheroes, they'll stand up and say, no, what the government is saying or what this leader is saying or that leader is saying is wrong. And everybody's like, oh, you know, you're just trying to be rebellious and go against the grain and this and that. And then you wind up finding out they're right. Why? Because that was the right way to go. They stood up for what was right. Despite who came with them. You got to be that way spiritually. Think of it like this. Be a superhero, both spiritually and naturally. All right? Be a good superhero. You know, I there's a lot of superheroes out there that are kind of like you know, they're like kind of like mean and what. No. Be like a good superhero. Be like one of the cliche superheroes. Be like a Superman or, you know, be like a Captain America. Like both spiritually and naturally. Meaning like, you know, and to those of you who aren't in America, you know, whatever superhero that is in your country, all due respect, but you get what I'm saying. Be that kind of individual who, no matter what, you are the kind of individual that when God looks at you, he always knows. Like when he looked at Job, he said Job is an upright man. He said he's an upright man, one that eschews evil. That's a virtue. That's a virtuous man. That's what he's saying. That's a virtuous man down there. Have you considered my servant Job? Job is a virtuous man. That's what he was telling Satan. He's a virtuous man. Be like Job. All right. If you don't have any superhero you think of, I tell you what. Everybody knows Job. If you don't know Job, read the book of Job. It's in the Bible. He's a virtuous man. Now, understand. You read the book of Job, he had his faults. God had to come down and correct him on some stuff. But notice, Satan couldn't touch him. And then all of what Satan did to Job, Job didn't sin against God. You had all kinds of people come and try to convince Job that he was going in the wrong direction. He held on to his integrity and said, I know the Lord liveth, and I know that I serve God. He knew who he was in God. He knew what was right. He knew he was innocent. He stood up for himself, and he stood up for himself both spiritually and naturally. Be like Job, everybody. Be like Christ. All right? I know I said be like a superhero spiritually, but hey, Christ is one of the best superheroes you could ever mold yourself after. All right? You tell me, hey, these superheroes can only save you on a natural level, and I understand that, you know, superheroes are made up, but you get what I'm saying. Superheroes can only do so much in the natural, but Christ can do things both naturally and spiritually. Christ can save your life and then turn around and heal you from cancer. All right? Yeah, I'm just saying, Superman can't do that. You know what I'm saying? Captain America can't do that. You know, doggone Winter Soldier. I don't care what country you're from. Can't do that. But Christ can. God can. Serve those. Be virtuous to those, to everyone, but especially to those who hold your life in their hand. This has been another episode of Pain Fighters. I'm glad you guys tuned in. Hey, this is Reverend Lyle Lewis, a.k.a. Sean Lou. Thank you guys for tuning in. Check us out on YouTube at thewordevangelisticchurch.com, where I'm just a minister. I'm not the pastor. I have to always say that so that in this way nobody tunes in to the telecast looking for me. I'm not the pastor. I'm just a minister. If you guys, a lot of you guys are like, oh, well, which one are you? If you guys ever, let's see. If you tune in, if you look through YouTube and you look at a lot of our telecasts, look at a lot of the telecast messages. There are telecast messages where the pastor has this, like the whole minister's board standing behind him. You got the evangelist on one side and the ministers on the other. I am, out of all the ministers, I am normally I'm the shortest of all of them. Like semi-bald head, big smile. Claps very loudly, you know, always smiling and rocking. And trust me, if you look for the individual who's always smiling and rocking and just always clapping, and you know that's me. You know, if you ever watch a telecast and the pastor says, "All right, God bless you," you hear somebody yell out in the background, "Amen." That's me. That's me yelling from the background. All right, so, hey, thank you guys for tuning in. I'm blessed to have been able to preach this to you. Like I always tell you guys, if you love what I'm telling you, if you like what you hear from me, by all means, listen to my pastor, because that man has knowledge, you know, out of the yin-yang. You know, he can tell you stuff, you know, many great things. You know what I'm saying? I'm not limiting myself, but no student is greater than his master. I'm the student, you know, spiritually speaking, I'm the student. He's the master, you know. So, hey, I can do great things, but, you know, that man can tell you some, he can really, really tell you some stuff. So, by all means, tune into us on YouTube, Word Evangelistic Church. Check us out on our Facebook. Check us out on our website. Check us out on Google. If you're in the Chicago area, please feel free to give us a call. Drop by. We'll come pick you up if you're in the Chicago area. And hey, you guys go out there. What's my new slogan again? I gotta say this because I wanna say this at all time. Stay safe, be saved. No, stay safe, be saved. Yeah, I like that. Stay safe, be saved, everybody. Take care. God bless.